Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tech support, NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful here with a name you know. And how about this? You're going to get to know him even more on November 25th. an afternoon with Kevin Nash and Sean Waltman in Chicago at Joe's Live, hosted by Nick Hausman. You can get tickets now at joesliverosemont.com. So if you are in town for Survivor Series, you're going to have a very, very great opportunity. You can get VIP packages that include a photo, autographs, a meet and greet, and the ability to ask Q&As. So if something doesn't get asked today and you want to find out, you can head over there. We got Sean Waltman. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. You sold me on the NordVPN gimmick.
It's great.
I want it. Yeah, I've never had that, and I want it.
I love it. Thank you. I'm not going to give them too much of their money's worth, but I legitimately use it. We legitimately use it to keep our costs down as a company. So
nice.
Very, very happy with that. Very happy to have you here too. I first interviewed you. I think it was the year you went into the hall. I know that.
Okay. 2019. And
yeah. 2019, Double or Nothing weekend at Starcast. And here we are. 4 years later, you got an afternoon with Kevin Nash and Sean Waltman. It's got to feel good to get back with Kevin and do stuff like this.
Yeah, we don't get to see each other nearly as much as we did, just say a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, Kevin, Scott, and I were still making a lot of appearances together, and now Scott's not with us, and things have happened in Kev's life and that prevented him from leaving the house as much. So I just don't see him, and I miss him a lot, man. He's my best friend, and I love him.
Excited to see that, because I always loved when you all would do like interviews together. I would go find the latest shoot interviews, like whatever that was.
Yeah.
Kevin and Sean, Sean Oliver have had great chemistry with the Click This podcast as well,
yeah.
And of course you guys did as well. One of the constant talking points we see online is like whatever Kevin Nash and LA Knight are saying about each other. Have you seen that? Have you been aware of any of that?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I Kev has his own opinions on things, man. I'm an LA Knight fan. I like the guy. We don't have the same exact opinion on every single thing, and that's okay between friends. It should be anyways, right?
Yeah, it should be. It should be normal.
Yeah. So
he's very smart about how he goes about getting buzz for his show too, because you can tell like when he's like, oh, this is gonna end up on the websites.
Yeah, like I was kind of chuckling the other day because I heard it like he goes in hard on CM Punk, and then like a day later, like a clip drops of him going, yeah, I just did it for clicks. I just didn't get people click on the, I don't have nothing against Punk.
I love it. I love it, man. So I'm going to throw some questions at you that I've just casually wondered for the last however many years. Everybody remembers you popping up in DX, 1998 after WrestleMania. You cut the promo where you talked, quite frankly, you had some things to say about Hulk Hogan, who had some things to say about you. When did you see Hulk Hogan next after that, and how was that interaction with you guys?
Oh, it was fine. It was just fine. And it was I had, like, after I'd come back to WWE for a while, I moved back down to Florida, so I was in Tampa. And, I can't remember what concert it was, but we were at a concert together in a skybox. And honestly, that's where the seed, like I talked to Hulk, and like, he didn't give a shit that I said, said that about him. And I really didn't care that he said about me either. Right. It gave me something to talk about. So, we saw each other, and I remember at the time, Paul had told me he wanted to work with him at WrestleMania. So I dropped that seed to Hulkster, and like, he was, totally interested in it. And then, never came to that matchup, but it was like soon after that Hulk and Vince actually finally talked again, so.
Even know,
yeah, like short, like long answer to your question, but yeah, no, he didn't care.
No, we like long answers here. We love that. And I know that you got to work, of course, with Scott and Kevin against Hulk Hogan, Rock, and Kane right after that WrestleMania as well. What was that like? Because, I mean, that's a hot week in wrestling right there.
Yeah, it was what a match, right? Like, I mean, you know, obviously the Hulk and with Scott and Kev turning on him and all that, and Rock getting inserted into it. And then Kane and I, even though like our feud had died down, like people wanting to see him kill me never died down.
You all worked six straight pay-per-views together.
Crazy. So yeah, anyways, that six-man match you're talking about, what a piece of cake. Because like everything was a guaranteed pop, you know, if you knew what you're doing. So
at what point did they tell you, hey, you're going back into the NWO around them? Because I mean, obviously the night of WrestleMania, it was pretty well known. Well, Hogan ain't gonna be in NWO anymore after this.
Right. Yeah, and you know, there were some people that weren't big fans of mine behind the scenes that tried to keep me from coming back in the NWO. It just didn't make any sense for them not to put, you know, that didn't make a bit of sense. So, yeah, it was perfect. And, you know, I had a little bit of a career slump before that, you know, and then I was out with an injury and, you know, I got in a lot better shape in that time, and coming back into that NWO spot was sweet. Like I was gone not that long after, like by July, I was gone from the company, but I left like that. My last match was the main event on Raw. So, I mean, and my house shows were all main events, like when, you know, on my way out. So it was great for me.
Do you remember at what point they were like, yeah, you're going to be replacing Hogan effectively in the NWO? Because it was one of those things where everybody knew about the relationship between you, Scott, and Kevin. So it was a natural fit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't, it's just like when I came in after Sean got hurt to come in the DX, you know, no one's replacing Sean, no one's replacing Hulkster, but you know, there's a spot to be, there's an empty spot there that needs to be filled. And I was really good at filling them spots, Sean.
You were. So, like, modern day, if you look around the landscape, who do you think would have fit great in the NWO? Now, I know at one point anybody would have fit in the NWO because, like, Wall Street was
give them a t-shirt. Just throw them a t-shirt. You're in. I don't know. And you know, like in WWE, I'm a big supporter of Damian Priest. He's been like one of my draft picks, as Scott Hall used to say, before he even got into WWE, especially after he got signed by them and started really putting in all the work. And he's got the Money in the Bank briefcase now. So anyways, yeah, he would look sweet with an NWO shirt on or DX.
He's got that unique ability to just adapt to any situation. Like if you want him to work like a big man, he'll do it. If you want him to go flip over the top rope, he'll do it. Yep. Babyface heel. He's effortlessly cool. Like he just, you look at him and you go, I want to hang out with that guy.
Yeah. I remember in NXT, I'm not going to name names, but like somebody like that's in charge.
Sure.
You know, like that would be the guy that would be calling the shots said, yeah, I want him working like a big guy, like, and then another guy that I really respect a lot. He's not a big guy, and it's like, who cares? He's 6'6", and he's like close. He goes out there and works like it, and it gets over. You know. I'm getting into the weeds here, but
no, I like that. Sometimes when I think of that, I'm like, man, like, what if a UFC heavyweight didn't throw a spinning wheel kick and knock somebody out when they had the opportunity? Like, if you can do it, you can do it. I mean, you don't have to necessarily rely on it. Another group that would constantly get comparisons to NWO is Bullet Club. How do NWO members view Bullet Club? I mean, they're like 10 years in now.
When all that stuff started getting big, I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've had like some of my friends have had various opinions, and their opinions have changed, I guess, at times. But like, I think overall, we're flattered by it, and it's great. You know, it's not taking any money out of my pocket. Somebody else doing this and making a buck, you know. So
we had also heard like BWO members say that like Kevin didn't really have heat with them. He was more upset that they didn't make money off the shirts.
Oh, yeah.
The BWO meaning. Right. What was your reaction to that when you first saw the Blue World Order and even yourself was parodied?
You can have a couple different reactions to something like that. And
hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s. Still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I just thought it was funny, you know, and I thought that it was cool that, sorry. I got my studio here.
It looks great.
But I don't have a goddamn tripod.
Oh, no. It looks great, though.
Thanks, until my freaking phone fell. What was I saying?
We were talking about the BWO.
Oh, yeah. It's when, you know, if somebody's parodying you, then, like, you've kind of done something worthwhile, you know?
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
And even today, 2023, the LWO is back. So the influence of NWO is felt, and they're huge.
And Sean, let's be honest, better than ever, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's pushed and treated seriously. Like, LWO, I thought they jabroni'd it in WCW.
Yeah.
I thought they jabroned LWO down there compared to how they're presenting it in WWE right now.
I mean, especially when it's heavily featured in the main event of that Puerto Rico pay-per-view. And like,
right.
Imagine how many shirts they sold. And now they're like, oh, well, we're going to do the Lexington World Order when we're in Kentucky. We're going to do the Cincinnati, like all that type of stuff as well.
Yeah, I guess Kev told me there was some Detroit World Order shirts or some shit.
Yep.
Detroit for SummerSlam.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. Like the merchandise is still felt. And now, like, occasionally you'll see celebrities pop up in NWO shirts. Like, I think Kendall Jenner a few years ago.
It was one of the two sisters, and yeah, it was like a red and black one.
Yeah, I mean that's got to feel good to know that you're such a part of pop culture like that.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you know, both of the things, you know, the groups I was, you know, and you know, that I'm famous for being at, like, left a mark like that, right? Like, people are still, you know, wearing NWO shirts and people are still, you know, telling people to suck it, you know? So, yeah, I'm very, very proud of my contribution to society, Sean.
So, you mentioned you left WWE in 2002, but you were an integral part of adding credibility to TNA's X Division as well. I remember, like, when you popped over there, I was like, okay, well, I need to find out what this is and watch it now.
Yeah.
How did that feel for you going in there with people like that who worked a much different style than a lot of people in WWE, but not only could you keep up, you were showing a lot of these guys how it was done.
Well, what I was doing was, you know, the guys in the X division and light heavyweight, the cruiserweight divisions, the moves are amazing, right? And the spots are amazing. And I got to share with them, and guys like AJ Styles, and like my first match with him, how to incorporate all that stuff, but in a main event style with the main event psychology and with main event reactions from the people. That was what was different about my, X division matches.
So, yeah, I thought they really stood out. And I mean, also, you added so much credibility to that, having been where you've been and done the things that you had done.
Yeah,
it was helpful to see, like, okay, well, I knew AJ Styles from WCW. Of course, I knew Jerry Lynn. I knew about the history between you guys, but then seeing you there, yeah, I thought it was very important. It gave it more of a main event feel with you there.
I think so. And I was still, you know, in spite of the fact I was kind of a mess. Well, not kind of. I was pretty much a mess most of the time I was ever in TNA / Impact. But I was still putting out good stuff in the ring, you know. I wish I would have been able to pass along, you know, more knowledge behind the scenes instead of being so messed up back then. But like, we can't go back and change things, right? Like, and I don't beat myself up over it anymore. But you know, I wish I wouldn't have been so messed up for that TNA experience. Like, just put it that way.
Well, so, let's talk about more of a positive memory and one that involves Kevin Nash as well. I want to talk about one of the best tag team matches I've ever seen in my entire life. It was an Action Zone of all things. Like, I'll never forget it. Diesel, Shawn Michaels, Razor, and the Kid. And I was an avid Action Zone viewer. I didn't get to stay up and watch Raw. I would watch Action Zone on the weekends. And I remember as a little kid, I'm like, this is happening here? What's going on here? And you all went like 20, 25 minutes on Action Zone and had one of the best matches in years on WWE TV.
Top three matches in my career.
It was incredible.
Yeah, no, that was one of the best tag team matches you'll see. And I'm not just saying that because, like, it's all four, like, myself and my three best friends. Paul wasn't there, obviously, but, man, we went out there in that crowd. So, looking back on that, I wrestled three times that night. That was my third match. It was at the end of the night, and the people were dead, Sean. They were dead. And we got out there, and as soon as we started in, I mean, the place came alive. And that, I mean, We were going there every 2-3 weeks for TV, Sean. So those people were like, you know?
Yeah.
And we got them. We got
them. I'll
tell
you, one of my favorite things about that match is you weren't taking the beat down. You weren't taking the heat. Like, it was Razor doing it.
Yeah.
It was,
I took a little
and then
bit.
You got the tag. Yeah, you got a little bit, but it was so different. It wasn't the smaller guy getting beat down. It was such a difference from what I had seen in tag wrestling.
Yeah, we did a lot of unconventional things. And even like if you go like Scott hit Sean with this finish with the Razor's Edge, like right in the beginning of the match.
Yes.
You know, just things that like normally, like when you're laying a match out, you wouldn't put those things in those spots, you know, but we did it and it worked perfectly, you know? So yeah, Scott took the big heat and he's a great freaking, it's great getting heat on Scott Hall, like, cause he sells for everybody, you know? So yeah.
Just
thank you for bringing that match up. Cause that's one of my favorites.
One of the most incredible things I'd seen. And again, as a little kid, I loved tag team wrestling, but there wasn't like a wealth of tag team wrestling getting 20 to 25 minutes in WWF at that time.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there watching Action Zone on a Sunday morning and I'm like, wait, I get like four guys that usually I would see on Raw. Like what the hell is this? I was so excited about that. I watched that in Mania a lot. Todd Pettengill was all over that show.
I was a Todd Pettengill fan.
I was too.
I thought he did a really good job. Like he wasn't the guy that had like all the insider terms for the names of the moves or he was no Mike Tenay or anything like that. But like he had a nice energy, you know, he brought to it and like a youth and, you know, I see all I'm saying is I see why they brought him in.
He was a welcoming personality for a kid like me who was watching wrestling. Like I believed, I was like, okay, I trust this guy. I trust this guy is how I felt at that point. As we wrap up, I've always wondered, what was it like when the first time you found out you were going to be in a video game? Because you were in several of the early or the like Super Nintendo video games and all that. Of course, you've been in many, many since then. But I mean, they picked like 10, 12 guys and you were among them in like Raw and a couple others.
Yeah, and my guy, apparently my character always was really a good character to play.
Like, was.
I never played any of, I never played myself in a video game, Sean, ever.
Really?
Never, not once. No.
Wow, any reason why? Like, you're just not a gamer, or you just didn't want to pick yourself?
When I was younger, I was a bit of a gamer. Like, not hardcore like people are, but, you know, it was something to do. Yeah. And that, but I wish, Sean, I wish I could get into it. My wife's into it.
Sure.
She's into it big time. But it would be good for my brain. You know, it's good for your brain, right?
And I play Tetris to like activate my brain every so often. Yeah.
Yeah. So it would behoove me to pick up gaming.
So how did you feel when they were like, yeah, you're going to be in a video game? And were they throwing extra money your way for that?
I was just like, What kind of money does that usually pay? Like, I'm asking everybody, right? Like, that's already been in video games. So, yeah. And then, like, the WCW, I was in their video game. And, man, I think I got, like, $40,000 check out of nowhere for it.
God, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and I didn't think I was going to get merch checks from them. I thought my deal, like, was included everything. So when I got this extra 40 grand, I was like,
Did you ever have to get like scanned for those in later years? Like, did they? I know they did for figures and stuff, of course.
Yeah, you can tell the ones.
Yeah.
You can tell the ones that I was scanned in.
Well, guys, I encourage you guys, check out An Afternoon with Kevin Nash and Sean Waltman, November 25th at Joe's Live. It's going to be hosted by Nick Houseman, presented by Inside the Ropes. Tickets are on sale now at joesliverosemont.com. As I mentioned, the VIP package includes a photo, a Q&A question as well. So if you're looking at me and saying, hey, dummy, why didn't you ask this? You can roll up there yourself and ask a question as well. I'm very excited to see you guys back together doing this.
Oh, you think you're going to be? You think you might be there?
I will be in Winston-Salem, North Carolina for WrestleCade. I was pre-booked. Oh, okay. Otherwise, I would love to be there.
Cool. Well, enjoy Winston-Salem and WrestleCade. That's fun. I was at last year's.
It's a good time. I really like it. It's always a good time there. But there's going to be a huge amount of you guys in Chicago. Head over to Joe's Live Rosemont.
I'm sorry. I have the door open of my studio, so like a helicopter just went by. And it's
all good. It's all good.
Sean, I appreciate you having me on to promote our event in Chicago. Yeah, and, man, I really like you a lot. Like, I enjoyed, you know, doing interviews with you. And you do a great job.
Well, thank you so much. As somebody who grew up adoring your work, it means an awful lot. And I'm excited for us to talk again. I know you're going to have some more stuff to promote in the near future. So,
Come back on and talk about my book when I get.
Hell yes. I would love to.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.